That's the police escorting a very small number of alt-right protesters in Washington, D.C. on Sunday for the second Unite the Right rally. While media coverage leading up to this weekend focused disproportionately on the alt-right members who were going to the march, the white nationalists were completely outnumbered by counter-protesters. Congressman Don Beyer is a Democrat representing Virginia's 8th District, and he counts the D.C. suburbs, Alexandria, and Arlington among his constituents. Congressman Beyer, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you. Hello, Tanzina. It's wonderful to be part of this.
Well, you know, thank you. We were preparing on last week for some pretty intense turnout this weekend, and what we saw were what? Couple dozen folks on the ground. What was your reaction to that?
Yeah, the Washington Post reported 12 people. I think CNN said 12. The Washington Post said 24.
So that's so maybe one or two dozen.
Yeah, exactly. Much smaller than the 80 to 100 that were in Charlottesville last year. And there was a massive police presence. But what was really impressive was the counter-protesters numbered about 2,000. So it was almost 100 to 1. The people that were standing against bigotry and hatred versus those that were showing the white supremacist flag.
What do you attribute to that? I mean, were constituents concerned about what they were going to see? Did a lot of folks tell you they were going to stay home? Or what do you think people were feeling in the days leading up to this?
People were apprehensive, especially after Charlottesville. I mean, I think Charlottesville caught us by surprise. And as Virginians, we were very embarrassed about that kind of show of racism and hatred on our soil, even though, as Governor McAuliffe at the time pointed out, most were from someplace else, not Virginia. But we also, I think there was the sense that we underreacted last year, that there wasn't enough police presence, leading to the death of Heather Heyer. So the D.C. folks and the Department of Homeland Security really moved in the other direction to make sure that no one was going to get hurt this year. We were sort of in the interesting place of encouraging people, counter-protesters, to show up, to show the flag, but also not to be in the same space, not to do any, you know, face-to-face taunting or any of the things that might lead to ugliness. And so some people stayed home just not to be part of actual face-to-face conflict.
So there was some criticism. There were some news reports that said that the D.C. police had allowed protesters to ride private cars in the D.C. metro, ostensibly to avoid any issues. But others said that they criticized that because it felt like they were coddling white supremacists. What do you think about how the police handled the protests?
I think they did pretty well. And, yes, you could say coddling. But on the other hand, If we're taking concrete steps to avoid violence, that's a good thing. I mean, I don't like white supremacists at all. You know, their views are hateful, but I also don't want to beat them up. That's not the way a society of laws works.
The governor of Virginia had declared a state of emergency last week ahead of the protest. Do you think it was necessary?
It may have been an overreaction in retrospect, but a year ago, perhaps we would have wished that the governor had declared a state of emergency before Charlottesville happened. And Tanzina, there's also the larger issue of you have the white nationalists and they're carrying the tiki sticks with the flames, but we also can't forget all the subtle racism that's built into our interactions with the law, the gaps in employment, the differences in family wealth, the differences in educational opportunities. And we've come a long way, but we still, if you just look at the difference in wealth between the average black family and the average white family, largely due to what they've inherited from generations before, we still have a long way to go before we have a society that actually feels equal, where people of color feel that they are just as legitimate citizens with the same rights as people that are white.
Congressman Don Beyer is a Democrat representing Virginia's 8th District. Congressman, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, Tanzina.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.